Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Borrowed. Have you ever stopped to think about just how many things Jesus borrowed during his human existence? A review of the gospel shows us that nearly everything in his life was borrowed. Now he seeks to borrow something very important. He seeks to borrow you and me. I invite you to listen to more. The message I'm sharing here has been written about and preached on many times. Without a doubt, Jesus was a borrower. Today, I want to add my thoughts on this thought-provoking topic. Jesus began his life here on earth in a borrowed crib, inside of a borrowed manger. Jesus and Mary were traveling for the census at the time of Jesus' birth. Therefore, it's conceivable that they might have had to borrow swaddling clothes for their newborn son. Immediately after his birth, in order to avoid being killed at the hands of King Herod, Jesus' parents had to borrow the land of Egypt to provide a safe place to raise their newborn son. After beginning his public ministry, Jesus traveled throughout the countryside. Everywhere Jesus went, he was forced to borrow a place to sleep. Jesus borrowed Simon Peter's boat and asked him to take him a short distance offshore so that he could sit in the boat and teach the crowds. At yet another time, Jesus borrowed a boat to avoid being crushed by the crowds. Jesus borrowed a coin found in a fish to pay his and Peter's temple tax. Jesus borrowed 5 barley loaves and 2 fish from a young boy to feed thousands. As Jesus' ministry on earth was coming to a close, he borrowed a colt to ride into Jerusalem. He borrowed a room for the Last Supper. He was crucified on a borrowed cross. He was buried in a borrowed grave. And after rising from the dead, he appeared to his disciples in the borrowed upper room. Jesus now sits at the right hand of his Father, but his work here on earth is not over. Jesus still has more he wants to borrow. He wants to borrow our hands to care for the poor and downtrodden. He wants to borrow our feet to travel to see those who are sick or in prison. He wants to borrow our ears to listen to a friend in need or an elderly person who lives alone and just needs someone to talk to. He wants to borrow our lips to proclaim his good news. He wants to borrow our bodies to be his temple here on earth. He wants to borrow our hearts to bring us joy. He wants to borrow our minds to bring us peace and comfort. To sum this all up, Jesus wants nothing less than to borrow our lives. Now it's time for us to make a decision. Will we say yes and answer his call, or will we instead tell him that there is no room in our inn? Would you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I am yours. Use me to do your will. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.